We're going to Hong Kong, where pro-democracy candidates have won a landslide victory in local elections. According to local media accounts, 17 of the 18 councils are now controlled by pro-democracy councillors. The election also saw an unprecedented turnout of more than 70%. Lo Kin Hay is one of the successful candidates. He said the victory was bittersweet.
This is the greatest turnout in Hong Kong election history. So I think we appreciate Hong Kong people's effort in making it to the ballot. But of course, we know this result comes from a lot of sufferings, a lot of sacrifice from a lot of people in the past half a year. Right. So we are, on the one hand, we're happy with the result. And on the other hand, we're sad that we need that result so dearly.
One of the victorious candidates, Bloomberg journalist Erin McNicholas, joins us now on the line from Hong Kong. Talk to us, first of all, if you would, about the scale of this victory.
Well, as you said in your intro, the scale is quite massive. There's one local media outlet. There are 452 seats at play here and one local media outlet. The numbers are slightly different across different media, but there is one estimate that 388 have gone to the pro-democracy side, which would leave about 59 or so left for the pro-establishment side. So that is quite a staggering shift of over 250 seats compared to 4 years ago. It's important to point out that these numbers are based on the first-past-the-post standard. So in terms of total voter share, the pro-democracy side got about 57 to 60%, leaving 40% roughly to the pro-establishment side. So it's important not to overstate the impact of this. That total voter share is quite consistent with previous years. But just in terms of the first-past-the-post standard, the results are staggering. The pro-democracy side did not control any councils last time, and now they control 17. So it is quite a landslide victory for them.
I was listening to one report this morning. They were saying that the hope in Beijing had been that the more violent nature of recent protests would put people off and that they might stay away from the ballot box. That obviously didn't happen.
As you said, the turnout was 71%, so certainly that prediction failed to come true. And certainly the pro-establishment candidates, a lot of them did say a vote for us is a vote to reject violence. Now, it's important when you make that point to add to it and say that those who are voting for pro-democracy candidates aren't necessarily saying they endorse violence. What they are saying is that despite the violent tactics of some of the protesters, they're still coming out to support the overall demands of the protest movement, which include an independent inquiry into police conduct in the last few months, and also a greater degree of electoral democracy in Hong Kong. So what the message is, I think, is despite the violence and despite some of the escalated tactics of some protesters, the majority of Hong Kong people who came out to vote still support the overall goals of the protest movements.
This is quite a rebuke to Carrie Lam and to China. How has Beijing reacted?
Well, we haven't got an official response as of yet. Some local media in Hong Kong are quoting sources which may or may not be reliable, which suggests that they are stunned by the scale of the defeat, although they predicted that the environment would be difficult for their preferred candidates. The scale of the defeat really did take them by surprise. So what I think we can expect to see now is that going into the legislative elections next year, the legislative elections, it's important to note, are only partially composed by direct elections. There are some functional or so-called electoral college constituencies built into this, whereas that's not the case this year. So I think we can expect Beijing to ramp up its efforts and concentrate very wholeheartedly on getting a more preferable result for them next year when the more important elections roll around.
That's a good point. How much power do local councillors actually have?
Essentially, you can compare them to the local county councils back in Ireland. I mean, their influence is not zero. They do affect the composition of the electoral college, which indirectly appoints the chief executive in Hong Kong. So that is not a zero impact gain for the pro-democracy side to get. And of course, they'll also have control of some limited budgetary resources that are
And unfortunately, at that point, the line seems to have gone dead on us. But our thanks to Erin McNicholas in Hong Kong. We'll have more on this later, by the way. The time is 17 minutes past 7.